You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm going to be honest. I've never been a fan of there's a place. I've never been a fan of the mystery box. So there are a variety of different ways we could talk about the mystery box. Sometimes when we were kids, you would go to like an arcade or something and you wouldn't know what the prize was. It would just have like little question marks over it. And the same as with the mystery dum-dum.
Which was always the same flavor.
Which was always the same, like, weird butterscotch flavor.
Not actually a mystery.
But you can also do mystery drinks where they will sell you in bars now an alcoholic beverage, and you just get a brown paper bag. You don't know what it is.
Yeah,
and
the mystery beer.
The mystery beer. Yeah. Why would anyone do that? If I am going to have an alcoholic beverage and I'm going to pay money for it, I don't want to end up with some lager that I need a knife to cut through because I can't, you like what you like. I don't understand the mystery box.
As a former frequent flyer of the mystery beer, it was a great way to get a good beer for cheap or a bad beer for cheap.
Okay.
But no matter what, it was cheap.
So Aldi.
After three sips, it's all the same.
Is getting into the mystery box game. They have decided to give away blind boxes of groceries.
Okay.
This is happening, you guys, starting next week. From June 22nd to June 25th.
The Aldi blind box.
A new Aldi blind box will be released each day. And there are different categories of the blind box. Have you seen this?
Yeah, there's snack, fiber, protein, and I mean, if you really just aren't partial, the mystery blind box.
Okay, so the snack blind box, what are you going to get? Chips?
Yeah, maybe
crackers.
You know, some fun spicy pickles. They have a bunch of weird stuff in their random stuff aisle.
Okay.
They've got some little chocolate things, little delicacies Belgium. Yeah.
Okay, could we talk about the fiber blind box, please, Dan?
Fiber?
Yeah, it's the fiber blind box.
Is this for the Gen Xers and boomers?
Why would anyone want a blind box full of Metamucil?
Well, I mean, you know.
There is a protein blind box. That's fine. Get your peanut butter and your beef jerky or whatever. Then there's the, quote, mystery blind box, which the chain says is all about surprise.
Here's a hint. Fans can expect a surprising mix of products from across the store.
No.
Thank you.
When I go to the grocery store and we need milk and eggs, I don't want to be surprised about anything. That's what, like, the Costco free sample day is for.
Well, you know, you go to Aldi because you're looking for, you know, groceries that are typically cheaper. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're like, we got to move this stuff. Here, throw it in the mystery box.
And it just so happens that the way that Aldi buys their goods, which is how they keep their prices so low, is typically they find a deal on a massive quantity of whatever product. And so it comes to a point where they've got all this product sitting on the shelf that's about to expire. How do they get rid of it? Because, oh, well, we bought that one thinking it would be hot in Kansas City, and it's not selling.
If you're adventuresome, it starts next week, the blind box. And I do believe, Sam, it's going to be stuff they couldn't sell. It's going to be like the dollar bin.
It's not going to be the hottest thing on the shelf.
At Walmart, you know, where you can get a dollar movie that went straight to DVD.
It's going to be a pound of liverwurst.
Aldi has been upping their game, though. I was actually talking to Jonathan Weir about it in between the shows, and I still am mad because I'm a frequent Aldi flyer. I'm still mad that I missed out on the Aldi swag that they rolled out a couple of years ago. They did the full, like, 90s hip-hop tracksuit.
Oh, yeah.
The zip-up, the sweatpants.
With the Aldi
t-shirt,
logo?
With the Aldi logo, the Aldi stripes. They had a bucket hat.
Yeah, and, very Eurocentric.
I walk down that aisle every day now, just waiting for them to bring
waiting
that
back.
Waiting
for it to come back.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of Mystery Box, did you hear about the couple that went in to have a baby and then came out with a baby that wasn't theirs?
Yes, we've heard about it 1,000 times on this program.
Because now we have an update, and thank you. Yes, I did just seamlessly go from the Aldi mystery box to the Switched at Birth story.
Okay.
You are welcome.
I don't think they got a discount on the IVF.
I'm seeing it. The couple involved, and this the outcome has surprised me. That's why I'm going to tell you. I did not see this outcome coming. The couple involved in the in vitro fertilization mix-up case in Florida has reached a custody agreement with the genetic parents of that child. For those of you who have never listened to this program ever, not one time.
And haven't heard the story 74 times.
Stephen Mills and Tiffany Score filed an emergency lawsuit against an Orlando fertility clinic after their IVF procedure, alleging their newborn child was not genetically related to either one of them. And we do not have to use the word allegedly because that child was most definitely not related to either one of them.
The couple is Caucasian.
Yep, couple used their own egg. They used their own sperm.
Appears to be of South Indian descent.
Yep. The couple's healthy female child, Baby Doe, was born December 11th, 2025. The parents became suspicious when Baby Doe, quote, displayed the physical appearance of a racially non-Caucasian child, according to the lawsuit, despite, as Sam mentioned, both Mills and Score being white. Months later, why this took months, no one can tell me, but months later, testing confirmed that their very Indian child that they had given birth to did not come from the sperm and the egg of the very white couple. Why that took months, I don't have any idea. So here's the update.
Pretty clear.
A custody agreement has been reached. And listen to this. A new court filing shows the couple that gave birth to this child has reached a custody agreement with the genetic parents of Baby Doe.
Because they would have a legal right to the baby.
The Indian couple has a legal right to this baby.
It's their pancake batter.
Thank you. The filing reveals that the birth parents will remain this child's permanent custodial parents.
Whoa.
And I am telling you, that warms my heart, and here's why. You cannot take a now 4 or 5 month old baby that is completely bonded with that mom and dad, even though she may not look like them, that is their daughter, that mother carried that baby for 9 months. You cannot then rip that baby away and hand it to the genetically matching couple. It's a mess.
Though the ingredients don't belong to them, there is still...
It's their baby.
There's still bonding that happens in the pregnancy process,
There's more. The remaining embryo. There is one remaining embryo from this couple.
Okay.
That birthed the baby that was not genetically theirs. The remaining embryo has been transported to a new clinic, you think? Under the care of a new physician. They still do not have DNA verification that the remaining embryo is theirs.
And so they're thinking they switched the whole dish.
Correct. They will not know for another 6 weeks whether there is an embryo left that belongs to them.
So for the baby that is born here.
The baby is here. The baby is theirs.
Is there like a visitation policy or
this
something?
This does not say.
But, and are they going to do the exchange in the Aldi parking lot?
Dan, let me just tell you, that is so inappropriate, but very, and I'm not going to laugh.
Picking up their mystery box?
Later, I might privately tell my friends that was very funny, but I'm not going to acknowledge what you just said. During a hearing held in court yesterday, concerns were raised about potential errors involving other patients at the facility because, of course, and they are now, obviously attorneys for the fertility clinic are not commenting. They have got to do an entire audit. I hate to use this word, but I will. A biological audit.
Yeah. Let's make sure the barcode matches what's in the dish.
Sam, because there could be a white couple who had a baby that's not genetically theirs, but the genetic material was from another white couple. So you have a white baby and, you know, maybe you have red hair and the baby has brown hair, but at the time you're like, well, that maybe she favors my grandma. Like, they're going to have to figure this out, right?
You know, it's a murky situation that I think is plaguing the entire IVF industry.
Adding zeros.
I don't think they can sue here.
Oh, you are so mistaken.
It's America. They can sue.
We now have a couple that delivered a baby that belongs to this other couple. Now, they're doing the right thing. They're doing the right thing. You've got to keep that baby. You cannot rip the baby out of the arms of the parents and then go, here, you take this one and we'll take that one. My God, can they not update their system so that we ensure that this does not happen again? And I'm not saying this is the last time we're going to talk about it, but Sam is hopeful that it is.
It's not. It's going to happen 1,000 times.
Well, you know why? Because we have not updated the barcode system. And I'm sorry, for $60,000 or $100,000, you would think I would get the baby that belongs to me.
Just put a QR code on them.
Just print the QR code on the right on the
We're going to break. We'll be back after this.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.